You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ran to the supermarket after the show yesterday. Chiefs watch party solo style at the crib out.
Did you enjoy yourself?
4 o'clock game. Had all of my items ready. Decided to make a sandwich instead. Said I ain't cooking nothing, man. It's too much action. I thought that I was gonna be able to conservatively be cooking while watching the game. No.
I think a lot of people was feeling like that, Shay, including me. I ate the rest of my bowl jangles that you gave me yesterday. That's what I was doing. I was like, you, I ain't cooking nothing.
But did you heat it up in the air fryer?
No, I was.
Brian, I told you that's the way to do it.
Microwave. It was still good in the microwave, though.
No, it's not. It makes it rubbery.
You know I don't care about that. As long as it tastes as good, I'm with it. It was... Oh, here you go. Okay. Let's move on to the action, shall we? Let's pick it up with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Patrick Mahomes finds Travis Kelce for an easy touchdown that puts the good guys up 7-3.
Mahomes floats it. Kelce, a juggle, and touchdown. Travis Kelce has his fourth of the year, and Kansas City jumps on top with that 11-yard completion to big number 87.
Let's pick it up late in the third quarter, where former LSU Tiger Darrell Williams bulldozes his way into the end zone to extend the Chiefs' lead to 20-10, and it was on fourth down.
So they go for it on fourth down and get the touchdown. Darrell Williams and Andy Reid is mad no more.
Andy Reid was heated.
Over that call.
Yeah, because they should have came out and measured the play. Less than a minute and a half left to play. The defense sealed the win when Dirty Daniel Sorensen picks off Bills quarterback Josh Allen to seal the deal.
Allen floats it, and what a pick. Daniel Sorensen, a one-handed grab.
Patrick Mahomes breaks the franchise record for consecutive games with a touchdown. That makes 16 in a row as the Chiefs improve to 5-1 with a 26-17 win over the Buffalo Bills at Denver next week. Another divisional showdown.
DJ Coles is in Jamaica. It's his girlfriend's birthday. I FaceTimed him. I had my bonnet on. And I still FaceTimed him to get in his face. And I said to him, I thought a Bills fan said something.
Like Moneybagg Yo, huh?
Yeah, I thought you said something.
I text him. Shout out to DJ Coles. I know he's going to be listening to this later on.
I got
to
show you the screenshot because I made sure that I screenshot it. He had the gas face. Because at first he wouldn't answer. Then he going to send me a text talking about, sorry, I can't answer the phone right now. I said, I bet.
Leave me alone.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. A little bit of rain later on. Right now, you're cloudy at 43 in Raytown. Shade, what's poppin'?
Beyonce has announced a date for her second Ivy Park Times Adidas release. I'm so excited. I logged on when the first collection dropped. I couldn't get through. Website crashed immediately, and only a select few. I've never even seen anybody in the streets wearing it.
Well, that sounds like the sneakers app.
So, Drip 2, October 30th. Get your coins together, Brian. This is what I want.
They got Husky sizes.
It's for women. They had some men's stuff too, though.
Some husky women.
But I was talking about for me. I wasn't talking about nothing for you. You don't care about Beyonce. I do.
I like Beyonce. What? Hey. Uh-huh.
Hey. Don't make me isolate right fast on you.
Isolate?
Yeah, these hips. I isolate right here.
That song kind of hot. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, man. Heat rocks on that thing. I'm trying to tell you. Taraji P. Henson and her man broke up.
Dang, who's she going with?
She was going with a guy named Kelvin Hayden.
Oh, that's a former cornerback.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
For who?
He used to play with the Chargers, I believe. Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, she said, do you have it?
No.
She said, I'm dedicated to the black men. No. That was
Cardi B.
Do an
Yvette.
I was trying. Jody! Wait. I can't get in my Jody space. Wait. I'm sorry. I'll just read it my way. Okay. I'm dedicated to the black man, y'all. I just turned 50, and I mean, I hadn't said it yet, but it didn't work out. I tried. I was like, therapy. Let's do the therapy thing. But if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself. And that's not a fair position for anybody to play in a relationship.
Hmm. And he played with the Colts, by the way. He played with the Chargers later on.
So she tried to get therapy, and he didn't want to act right in the therapy sessions.
Gotta let it go at that point. They can't act right then, they ain't gonna never act right.
Naomi Campbell broke the mold and continues even till today. Vogue is celebrating Campbell on its November front cover. I might go buy me a Vogue.
Well, I remember Naomi Campbell in the Michael Jackson in the Closet video. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it. What song is in the closet? How does it go?
Nothing about you, baby. That makes me want to. Are you serious?
I don't know that.
Are you serious?
I don't know that song.
Oh my God. Are you serious, Shay? I am offended. As a Michael Jackson stan, you've never heard this song. Are you serious?
That sounds like something Kelly Riley did.
It is. It is. It's
that's
Teddy
all
Riley.
For that Remember the Times album?
Yes.
It sounds just like it. Okay.
It's off the Dangerous
I don't
album.
Remember that song, but
oh,
I could tell it was Teddy Riley, and I knew it was off because that's the sonic
Shay, direction of that album. I am appalled at you right now.
Don't be appalled. Be another disciple.
Come on. Hey, that makes me. Okay, let me chill out.
So Aisha Curry is responding to social media reaction about her new blonde hair. Why do people hate Aisha Curry?
Crazy people.
Is she too sweet for people? Because it's like she's
people.
Just sweet. Right. She's like a little lamb. Like she why cooks? Why would you? You know, it's like choking a kitten or something. Why would you do that?
Are they trying to say like she's practicing
first? They was
European
dogging her out about
standards.
Her weight. They dog her out about everything. She can't say nothing. And those people are down her throat. So I guess she was wearing a wig, trying to have fun or whatever. And they said that she looked like a Karen.
She did look slightly different, but it's nothing to you know, comment on or nothing like
she
that.
She said it's a fun wig for a switch up, an extremely common IG filter we all use. So it was just an IG filter? From time, the IG filter made her lighter. Okay. So, her man put his cape on and came to her rescue. That Steph Curry love her.
Of course.
They look related though, but.
Here you go.
What? They don't look alike?
Some couples be together for so long that they eventually start to look alike? Sometimes that happens.
No, but they already looked alike.
They do kind of, you know, resemble
each other. She's a very pretty lady. He's a pretty man.
That's offensive.
Is it?
A pretty man?
Nah, well, I would say all the Kappas would disagree with you.
What up, Kevin Holmes?
That's my guy.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Yesterday, I walked off my job at 12:30 p.m. because I feel like, why are you asking me to do? I work with 5 residents that can walk and talk just like you and I. Why do you come get me a certain unit manager, come get me to help serve 5 plates? The time you took to come get me, you could have done it yourself. They begged me back, so I'm going back this morning, and I'm hoping it's going to be a good morning. Don't ask me to do something that clearly you can do. I'm not a slave. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, she got standards.
Yeah, dog. Did you get a nice raise on the way to them begging you back?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
Tell the truth. You had a hair appointment yesterday afternoon, didn't you?
Actually, my hair appointment is next Friday.
All right, have a good day.
You guys too. Love you.
Love you back, girl. Bye.
My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you want to act up. A. I'm popping in the school so I brag much. In the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up. Ay, I'm popping in the school so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 651. What up, Max Sauce? Look for highs in the mid-50s. A little bit of rain later on. Cloudy and 42. Right now, 18 divine.
$1,000 payday. $30 Kansas lottery rivalry riches. Keep listening. We got a chance to get you qualified coming up a little bit later on in the show. Prayer warriors form like Voltron. Today's the last day for the House and the Senate to come together.
Hallelujah.
On a stimulus package before the election.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough. I feel a breakthrough coming.
So today, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin will negotiate in a phone call. They're billions of dollars apart in what they think this stimulus package should be about.
Mm-hmm.
They want more money for PPE. They want more money for businesses. They want more money to go in the pockets of Americans. And it's a vast gap in between the sides. So hopefully they'll come to some sort of agreement today. If not, you can forget it before November 3rd.
Yeah, you know, so many businesses have gone under or they're in financial crisis right now. So I'm with it. What's the bad side to it? That's what I want to know. I know maybe the value of our dollar might go down a little bit, but I think everybody's value is down across the globe.
The issue is they need to figure out a better way to distribute that money, because minority businesses and women-owned businesses were not equally doled out that money.
Right.
They gave the banks the discretion, and so they actually gave the money to their best customers, which is not right. I'm a small business owner too, and if I don't have the same amount of money as another business who has a bigger bank account and bigger assets with you, they shouldn't get it more than I.
And then with all the fraud and stuff that was going on.
Microphones are going to be muted during Thursday's presidential debate between Donald Trump and Vice President Joe Biden.
Really?
Yep. So while they're in the non-interrupted phase, they're going to mute the other person's mic so that you won't be able to hear them.
Oh, man. Now, you know that ain't going to work right with 45. You know he's going to throw a little temper tantrum. He might even walk off.
During the open discussion piece, the mics won't be muted.
I think that's must-see TV, Shay.
I'm good on another debate, to be honest with you.
You want to hear from everybody's favorite president?
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
I saw all I needed to see. I watched the town hall meetings. I was flipping back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything?
Not anything that I didn't know already.
Okay.
But, you know, I'll probably be watching it just because.
Yeah, because we got to.
Here's a Morning Grind exclusive.
Yeah, let's go.
A world premiere.
Right here, you heard it first.
On Hot 103 Jams.
Shouts out to the Buffalo Bill. First team in the NFL to get stomped on a Monday matinee. Do this one for the lovers in the house, Brian.
Yeah.
Break them off.
This game's at 4 o'clock on the dot, and I'm hot because
cousin's still working.
Oh yeah.
Ain't got no PTO because of this punk ass COVID-19. I pull up my phone now, I'm waiting on good luck, cause this Wi-Fi be hating. I had plans to watch my Chiefs in my crib, snacks on deck, now my night is a mess.
Let me find a place that's real nice and quiet. There ain't no one there left to interrupt, but I gotta hush. We just went 5-1 in Buffalo. Like I've been at this job for so long,
watching my homes lift the office up, baby.
We just went 5-1 in Buffalo.
Tell me what you wanna do with me. Call me.
Now tell me, do you wanna get freaky? Ow!
You was feeling it at the end, huh?
Come on. I got lost in the music. I'm telling you, Brian.
Evelyn Shea Champagne King. Look at her.
Oh, God. What a wonderful game.
Yeah, it was. It was a doozy. I'm glad we got back on track.
26-17. And it was a team effort. It wasn't just one person.
Complimentary football on both sides. The defense bounced back, played well. Offense strike when they needed to. It was a good game.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Stacy Shaw, I know you was watching the game. Good morning. What you got for us this morning?
Yeah, it was an awesome game. Good morning. Shout out to all of our faithful listeners that tune in every single Tuesday. So much love to you. Thank you so much. Today, we're going to be talking about three things you need to know about child support and getting your child support lowered and determining if you are paying too much. I'm going to be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid-50s today. A little bit of rain later on. Cloudy and 41 right now in the plaza. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. NBA Youngboy out here 21.
Wow, just now 21. Hey.
Reality TV star Sin Santana is 28 today. ASAP Ferg,
my dog,
is 32 today.
Ride with the mob.
Hey,
I'm Dua La.
Huh?
Check in with me
and do your job.
Ferg is the name. Been balling in the chain. Torn off for the watch. Prezi plain Jane. Chain. Rest in peace.
Happy birthday to an icon in the game, Snoop Dogg. He's 49 today.
Hey,
she gonna get hurt before I.
I'm gonna take it slow.
And you know this.
And we gotta say happy birthday to U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris.
That the president.
Sir, I'm not asking about the principal. I'm asking when you would be asked these questions and you would rely on that policy. Sure, did you not ask your staff to show you the policy that would be the basis for your refusing to answer the majority of questions?
Ooh, Kamala. Okay.
I am speaking.
That's
She's
exactly
56
what you
years old today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 20th.
Child, 50 Cent. People are angry.
What'd he do?
He took to his Instagram yesterday and told his fans that he's voting for Donald Trump. He says the reason is the tax plan for some states.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
He said he doesn't care if Trump doesn't like black people. The rate for New York City for taxes is 62% for people that are in his, you know, tax bracket. That's the multi rich.
Everybody got a right to their own vote.
This is true.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Perhaps.
Hi, perhaps you recognize me. It's your favorite president.
Drake unfollowed T.I. after he revealed the story that we talked about yesterday,
mm-hmm,
about one of his friends PPing on Drake.
A lot of people been knew this though. This was public information, so I don't understand.
I don't think this was public information. Yeah. I was shocked to hear that.
It was. It was been written in articles. People done talked about it on blogs, and you know. So he got in his little feelings. It's all right. They'll make up later. Mm-hmm. Drake, you come at the king, you best not miss. Just remember that. All right, if you decide to go in the booth,
Drake would dismantle.
Are you serious right now? Are we being very serious right now?
Dismantle.
Drake is not the top lyricist. That he's not known for his lyrics. I am appalled that you just said that. No more T.I. impersonations for you from now on. You don't deserve that.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Child support is a huge issue for many folks listening. Let's see what Stacey got for free.
Go and break it down, Stacey.
Well, good morning. So today we're talking about considerations about child support. So a lot of people enter the child support system through the administrative process, which means usually the custodial parent or the parent that has the child applies for child support through the Division of Family Services. And so it's important that you do two things. One, you make sure when you get that packet that you complete it and turn it back in, because if you don't complete the packet, then you'll get what's called a default judgment. And so they will take whatever information that the applying party gives them, and then they'll calculate child support. Child support is calculated by taking the income of both parents, the gross monthly income, so before taxes or anything else is taken out. They're going to give you a credit for how many children you have in your custody and any child support payments that you receive or pay out. And then they're going to give you a rating. So each person is going to have a percentage of the amount of the child support that they are obligated to pay. You then get a further credit for healthcare payments and child care payments. And the most important thing is that they're going to give you a percentage credit for the number of overnights that you have with your child. This is the biggest factor besides income that influences child support. And so when you get to that administrative hearing, because you can request a hearing to present evidence to the child support hearing officer. And when you do, you have to, if you do not have a child custody order in place, which a lot of times people do not, then you're going to have some sort of evidence with how many nights the child spends in your custody. That's why I always have my clients journal and take a calendar and mark on the calendar the days that the child was in their custody. And so that's super, super important, because that is going to be the biggest factor with determining child support. We handle these cases all the time. I just had a child support administrative hearing on the phone yesterday, and this can be confusing and really frustrating, because a lot of times, because of incorrect information, people are paying like two or three times more than they would be legally obligated to do had they had representation or had they provided the correct information. So you can call us at 816-359-1877. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law and online at StaceyShawLaw.com. It is so important that you all turn out to vote. Voting is in 2 weeks. Even though the registration deadline is passed, I always have that registration link on my website. And so this is a perfect example of using collective power to make a difference. So your vote does count. It is your voice. And there are a lot of offices down the ballot that are being decided, like governor, lieutenant governor, and the Jackson County prosecutor. So make sure you get out there and vote. Remember, today is Tuesday. We are calling for complete peace on Tuesdays. I wear all black and ask you to join me to celebrate the lives of victims of gun violence. And until next time, knowledge is power, and we're giving power to the people. Shout out to the Carter Broadcast family, James Tyndall III, Thick. Thank you so much, and especially Brian and Shay, who believed in this project from the start, and all of the faithful, loyal listeners, because you make this happen every single week. All power to the people. Until I see you next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
What scares you?
Whew. Heights. roller coasters, to name a few.
I'm deathly afraid of snakes.
I don't like snakes either. I'm afraid of them too.
And things that burrow, like mice, chipmunks, any little small furry things that could hide underneath something. Like, they don't have bones, so they can like get underneath the door. I don't like that. I'm
trying to find out what burrow means.
Like, to dig underneath something. Like, burrow is to get underneath and just get under the door.
Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah.
They don't have bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Snakes, though, I cannot stand snakes.
So, according to state, a list was compiled of the things that people in that state fear the most. Mm-hmm. In New York, people have philophobia.
What is that?
That's the fear of falling in love or intimacy.
Weird. I knew it wouldn't be rats. I knew that. Y'all used to them.
No, I'm not. That's why I'm afraid of rats. It's from growing up around them. In California, they have nomophobia, which is fear of not having your cell phone.
Typical.
In Florida, they're germophobes.
In where?
Florida.
What? I would think that's more suitable for Colorado or like Washington State.
Why?
Florida's grimy. Let's be honest.
In California, I already said California. In New Jersey, they're most afraid of the dark there. And in Massachusetts, they have a fear of failure.
I thought that was going to be black people.
Ow. And let's break down our area.
All right.
In Kansas, I had never heard of this. They are most afraid of trypophobia. Trypophobia.
Who? What?
Which is the fear of holes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
And in Missouri, arachnophobia. I know what that is because of the movie.
What is it?
Fear of spiders. You never heard of arachnophobia?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't like spiders either, but I can deal with that.
I'm getting you some encyclopedias for grandma.
Go ahead and give me a thesaurus. Go ahead and give me one of them.
You need a thesaurus. You need an encyclopedia, like I said.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Rain left Buffalo last night, coming here to Kansas City, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Chiefs beat up the Bills on their own land.
It was a good game, a good complete game, all phases of the game, especially the offense. And here's quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking about the execution.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had a few more pass plays called. I mean, we always do. But, I mean, once we saw that how deep their linebackers and safeties and corners were playing, we knew that we had the run. We had the run game. And so we really just stayed with it. And if teams are going to play us like this, you're going to see us running the football, and we have the guys that can do it.
Smart, simple football. It's all about math. That they're playing seven guys in coverage trying to cover our wide receivers. That only leaves four linemen, four defensive players in the front to stop the run. And that's why Clyde Edwards-Helaire was so effective yesterday. Here he is talking about his offensive line.
Oh, they did amazing. And I mean, the everything that they did made my job that much more easier. I mean, we got, as soon as the ball was snapped, I mean, we had movement. I knew exactly where I was going with the ball, even if it wasn't telegraphed. I mean, even before, you know, I'm getting the ball, I just knew exactly where I was going. So ultimately, this the rushing yards wasn't mine. It was mine plus the O-line. So big shout out to those guys. Those are my dogs. And ultimately, man, they do their job. It makes my job that much more easier.
You was a bit hard on the H, Brian. It's Elair.
Oh, my bad.
The H is silent,
my
fam.
Oh, it's like Django.
Shouts out to the Buffalo Bill. First team in the NFL to get stomped on a Monday matinee. Do this one for the lovers in the house, Brian.
Yeah.
Break them off. Break them off.
This game's at 4 o'clock on the dot, and I'm hot because I'm still working.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't got no PTO because of this punk ass COVID-19. I pull up my phone now, I'm waiting on good luck because this
this Wi-Fi be hating. I had plans to watch my Chiefs in my crib. Snacks on deck, now my night is mess.
Let me find a place that's real nice and quiet. There ain't no one there left to interrupt, but I gotta hush. We just went 5-1 in Buffalo. Like I've been at this job for so long, watching my homes lift the office up, baby. We just went 5-1 in Buffalo.
Tell me what you wanna do with me. Call me.
Now tell me, do you wanna get freaky?
Ow!
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-50s today. Little rain coming our way later on. Cloudy and 42 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
All you cool cattens and kittens.
Excuse me?
That's my Carole Baskin impersonation.
Oh, okay.
Well, the Tiger King star and contestant on Dancing with the Stars said that she likes to walk down the dude road and dip her toe in the lady pond.
Damn! Mm.
She came out as bisexual.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean,
right, just do what you do, fam.
Right, exactly. Whoa. Beyonce announced that she will be releasing the part two of her new Ivy Park and Adidas collaboration.
Gotta love it. She keep making money hand over fist, huh?
I missed the last Adidas collab. I got online the second it was available. It crashed, and I wasn't able to purchase the items that I wanted. She had a cute little Adidas jogging suit. So Christmas is yet on the way, Brian, so... remember that.
You want me to write it down or put it in my notes? Or?
Yeah. Okay. October 30th is when she's going to drop Drip 2, is what she's calling it. Mm-hmm. And I want to drip 2.
You drip now.
It ain't out.
I'm saying like your daily drip. That's all I'm saying.
It's a fish shoe, but I mean.
It's a fish shoe. Oh, my God.
Stop mocking me, please.
Because you are, like, the things you say, it just, like, it just stands out so much.
Okay, well,
I love
observing.
It.
Stop repeating that to me.
Come on, Shay.
Hey. I told y'all I was going to isolate.
Oh, here we go. Shay dancing to the Mufasa jams.
Already. Too early. I can't do it. My hips ain't woke up yet.
Oh, man.
Taraji P. Henson. Oh, this is a sad story. And her fiancé, Kelvin Hayden, have decided to end the relationship.
How did Kelvin Hayden pull her? Kelvin Hayden was like a D-plus list NFL player.
Don't do that.
He was. I'm just being honest with you. I'm trying to give y'all a gauge for those who don't know. He wasn't a pro bowler or a superstar.
So famous people can't talk to regular people?
Come on, man. Look at Taraji P. Henson is one of the most notable names in
Look
Black
at who
Hollywood.
Nicki Minaj with.
Touche.
I mean, it's different for, Touché. I think, in some cases, for some women. If you got it going on and you're big in your profession, sometimes you're looking for something different. Because you got your own money, it's like money's not what you're looking for. You're looking for someone who loves you and treats you a certain way.
Mm. That makes sense. Shout out to Stedman.
Yeah, Oprah don't need him for no money. So he treats her well, but I know why she messed with him, honey. Because he came here, ooh, maybe 3 years ago, and I went to see him speak, and I said, okay, I get why Oprah with you.
He ain't got nothing on me.
He's like a distinguished gentleman. He's taller than you.
So, what does that mean?
Hell no!
Well, for somebody like me, like... I told you said you was again. It's important to me.
We ain't heard that in a while.
So how tall you said you was again?
That's what See, you ask me why I keep mocking you. Could you be saying funny stuff like this?
Well, just observe it, dog.
Don't take the drip.
I don't know how tall you said you was again.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Danielle. Good morning, Shay and Shine.
Hey, girl. Hey.
We got a lively one.
It's your time to shine. Let's go.
So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them now.
Yeah.
So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking and out, sipping on gin and juice. Lay back with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Hey.
What? That's what I'm talking about.
Smoking and out.
Her volume was on 10.
Your bank account might be on 10 in a few weeks because you just got yourself registered to get a 1K payday. Plus, we're going to hook you up with a $30 Kansas Lottery Robbery Riches instant ticket prize pack, okay?
That's what's up. Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live, local, and lit, Danielle?
You know it's the Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.